Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group, the groups that we're...
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
Jay, Quest, Big Tiger Sounds, we about to get it popping out here. Let's show them how we do it. Fiesta.
Fiesta.
My margarita turned to my left, started hot Latina. Stood up, took my shirt off and showed my chest. The wind she gave me was like, damn, you're the best. Looked again, noticed her body was banging. Booty jumped from side to side, I'm swinging and swinging. She nodded like, come on over. I moved in right on over. Came together like two birds in a pond. That different fairy was waving a magical wand. Grabbed the lotion and rubbed it on her body. Trying to heat this up before we started the party. She whispered, take it out of poppy. I'm like, I'm the end, mommy.
Fiesta.
Around me, we enjoyed your girl. She gave him lotion, baby, get rubbing. Surrounded by hammers and receiving loving. Try to act right, can't be straight. Back to my room, baby, can't wait. Wanna grab you and heat your insides up. Gotta be the good till the sun comes up. The chick gon' have your ass pent up. Your girl's gon' be like she's up. I came to get your butt in gear. Nelly said it's left, it's hot in here. Take it all off, shoot, I don't mind. The flashy life is party time.
Yes,
thank you.
double L salute. What do you do? We throw it up, throw it up, throw it up.
Double L salute.
What do you do?
We better hurt him with this.
Double L salute. What do you do? We throw it up.
It's the lawless world.
L salute. What do you do? We throw it up.
He ain't crazy. Marked off.
To do what I do, cause it's a nigga to me. The I star, stars, light, the next the best, the best, the fan. Never to listen along. Any day, I think of whoever I tested the best and I test them all. I'm changing the game. No longer the same. Remember my name. Yellow the man. I'm flipping and twisting my style and my vision. Precision. The rest of your rock as I can. Whatever it takes, I'm not giving a damn. Throw it up. Two buzz in the sky. If you feel what I'm saying, then rhythm up high. Slow it up. No leaning and rocking and dancing. No super, no soda on side. No gimmicks, no mimics, no fads. No reason to think that we're changing the system. So please, we want something bigger than what has become of the game. So put the two fingers to brain. Long.
I'm going to say three-digit quick fix for the day is 0. one for today's three-digit quick pick is 014. All right, y'all. I'm going to have something special for everybody, for the listeners out this evening. I may have an artist that wants to come on the air, which is always good to hear at Lost Radio because we support our local come up, our unsigned, independent, underground artists. If you'd like to have your music played on Lost Radio, go to LostRadio.com. Submit your music, follow the instructions, submit your airplay. This evening's call-in number is 646-478-5209. Once again, that's 646-478-5209. Ladies, how submissive are you? How much do you let your man get away with? Huh? If your man is caught kissing another woman, and he tries to tell you he was just helping out a damsel in distress, is that a good enough reason for you? Do you let that slide? You know what I'm saying? You know, baby, she was in need. You know what I'm saying? She needed a shoulder. You know, I was just being a gentleman. You know what I'm saying? You know, it ain't my fault her tongue went in my mouth. Tree saying that's BS, but it's possible. You know what I'm saying? It's possible, man. You know, there are some gentlemen out there. You know what I mean? For real. Your man comes home with a hickey on his neck. And he says that it's a bee stain. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know your man bruised up, you know. So he got a bee sting on his neck. Looked like a hickey. Do you accept that reason? You know, are you submissive? Yeah, I ain't gonna phrase it like you let him off the hook. I'm not gonna do that one. No. I just want to know, how submissive are you? How much do you let your man get away with? You know what I'm saying? All right. I think I have my state of Wisconsin friends on the line. Welcome to Bucking Off. This is Buck, 414-807. Off to Matt. Okay.
Hello,
there you go. There you are. All right. I was going to come back to you, but I don't need to. Good evening, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good, but
it sounds like it. I don't hear that much congestion as I did last week.
No, I'm going to tell you something that happened.
Yeah.
I was on my way. Yeah.
No, it's here.
No, I heard what. Stop. Wait, I'm. Buck, you still there?
Spit it out, my brother. I'm right here.
Okay, this what happened. I was on my way to the laundromat.
Mm.
Me and Mary were both there.
Yeah.
You hear me?
On the party bus. What are you talking about?
No, listen. And
I'm right here.
And this, he's talking to me. Don't say nothing.
The party bus.
And this female came in the what's the name? The
laundromat.
Yeah.
And I just so happened to open the door for her because she had two big bushels of clothes. Male had the audacity to get mad at me because I opened the door for her.
He's lying. He's lying. That's why he left.
It's finna.
Let me see. No, but.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how much
I let him get away. Well, he lying about that because I didn't even know this hurt. Look, we went on a party bus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin fully paid for $500. $500. I ain't even going to tell how much money he paid for it for one of his cousins, okay? We got moonshine. I mean, we had champagne from the finest champagne on the bus. We kicked it for, 5 hours? We had the bus
Kenosha.
For.
You know what Kenosha
is. Okay, we did all of that.
Yeah.
All the time, because I couldn't drink. I was sick. But I was just watching everybody else party. I look up, Kevin is touching on some girl's butt, her breast, all up her thighs. She giving him a lap dance, Mississippi, just standing there, just touching all over her. I smacked the dog crap out of him. And everybody like, whoa. But he was just so intoxicated. He just went for it. You know, I waited because, of course, we in the middle of nowhere. I can't get home. I can't get off the bus.
Yeah.
I let my man get away with a lot that night. And he laughed about it in the morning because he had blood on his lips. He's like, why my lips bleed? Because I smacked the dog. This is a true story, y'all. He was filling this girl up on the party bus because they were doing their stripper moves and all of that. And he went on ahead with it.
But the true thing about it is the girl let me do it even though she knew my woman was in there. Which is one of my cousin's friends.
They don't care. They looking for a good time, and you fell right into the trap. That's like on Maury Povich. That's like on Maury Povich when they put the guys in the green room with the damn decoy, and they fall for it every time. You ain't no different. You fell for the woman in the green room, the sexy decoy, as they say. Shame on you.
He was slobbering at the mouth. I ain't gonna lie. She was finer than me, but she had a little thing going on. But I'm like, I can't believe. And I let him get away with it for a minute because I was in awe. I was like
you,
I know.
I didn't believe it.
I went up and got next to it. I said, you see what Mississippi doing? And he's like, he's drunk. Because I'm about to mess up. He had to pull me off of him. I'm like, I'm about to two-piece him. Yeah.
Lord,
so I let my
man
get away. He got away with it because we laughing about it. But
it's funny now. It wasn't funny then, but it's funny now.
He got some payback coming, so I got a freebie.
Ooh.
I got a freebie. Right.
Ouch. Wow.
And he know every time we walk out the house, another man looking. So I got a freebie. I don't know how to use it yet.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you now, Mississippi, I'll be looking.
Well, she used it at Summerfest last year. One of my coworkers, she just sat up there and was like, do you know my boyfriend, Kevin Crane? He's like, no, I don't know him. But she just sat there and just got in a conversation, had a little carnation in her hair.
With
her sister. So I told her, none about his fair play.
No.
She got
that ain't what happened.
Back.
That ain't what happened. You don't even want me to tell what happened then. But anyway, I got a friend.
Two sides of the story, Mel. Two sides of the story.
Oh, I can tell my side of the story.
Go ahead. It's your time.
Okay. We were at Summerfest. Kevin was working. Mississippi was working, right? Me and my sister had walked around, like, all day at Summerfest. We called some hot shows, you know, Eric and they, who was there?
You know what?
Anyway, we called some hot shows. Okay.
Yeah, that's a combination of making a woman more.
When it was time to go, He was actually parked. Yeah, okay. When it was time to go, he was actually parked in the employee's parking lot, and we couldn't get into that because that's not accessible for, like, you know, guests, because it was just me and my sister. And so I went into the employee's thing, and, you know, God was trying to holler at me. I got on one of their little carts. And I was like, I'm looking for my man. He said, I don't know your man, but, you know, I can help you out. So just so happened, he comes in behind us like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm looking for you.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't find where the car was parked because I was not with him.
With the nigga. She was cagging up.
I was not cagging up.
And I come over.
That ain't even your coworker. He said he didn't know you.
It's like, how many... But I come over there and I find you. I'm like, what's going on over here?
He was taking me to find him to see where my car was parked. Other than that, we would have changed numbers. I'd have been already gone and went home or somewhere else. You feel me?
Wait a minute, I just want to get this clear. Now, this was a so-called coworker that said he didn't work with Mississippi when he was taking you to go find Mississippi. Is that what you're saying to me?
Because he didn't know him.
But when
he didn't know him by name. Right.
But when he saved me.
Because Summerfest is big here in Milwaukee.
Yeah, he didn't know what Summerfest is.
Okay, you ain't
got to
get on my ear and everybody else.
When he didn't recognize my name, but he recognized my face, he was like, oh, shit, let me get the fuck away from this bitch.
Oh, no, that ain't what he did.
No.
He was hugged. He got so mad because I was like, what's going on? He was like, oh, well.
So we cleared it up. But in the long run, you had the carnation in your hair with the hair over your eye like Aaliyah
and her sister.
Wow. Ooh. I don't know, Mel. Alright, I'm going to go with you on that one.
I never cheated on him. He's never cheated on me, although I did find out he screwed in the bathroom and got some girl pregnant.
Back it up. Breaking news. Breaking news.
Right.
Now, he did what now? He impregnated somebody in the bathroom.
After school.
No.
So you mean to tell me there's a little Mississippi running around somewhere? That little naked girl from last year, the raw deal. A couple years ago.
Yeah, I remember that. She claimed that I did that to her.
In the bathroom.
Which never happened.
So she told me
I need to give her some abortion money.
So the question is.
She told me I need to pay her some abortion money.
Everybody remember.
To get rid of her. We remember Nikki because she said it's a problem.
I remember, darling Nikki. Okay. So my main question.
We got a
lawless
baby on the way.
That's what my question is. Is there a little Mississippi running around town somewhere? Not yet.
Do it again.
Is there a little Mississippi running around Wisconsin somewhere yet?
Not yet.
See, he can't even answer.
He said,
is there a little Mississippi running around?
Now,
listen.
Mel shut down shop. I don't know if you know or not.
He stuttered. You hear him stuttering now, stutter.
Yeah, Mel done shut down shop. I don't think he know it yet.
I Miss Daisy driving in Miss Daisy. Miss Daisy is you.
I ain't no Miss Daisy, honey. I ain't white.
No, not by a long shot, Mel. You might be Indian, but you're not white. I'll tell you that right now. Hey, y'all hold tight. I'm going to go ahead and support these lawless unsigned underground artists. This is Close Up by Jazz.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right, Lawless, I'm back, I'm back. This is Bucking Off a Buck here on Lawless Radio. okay, no, sorry, y'all, apologize about that. That was Electric, Abby Kubi. Man, I'm sorry. I probably shouldn't say this, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean to talk against Lawless Radio, but some of these songs and cuts that we that I play, you know, I don't mean to go against the establishment, but they're just not long enough, man. We need to start remixing something of this, some of this stuff, man. I mean, let's get some remixes out here. Remix! You know what I'm saying? Let's okay, wait a minute. I'm sorry. That was a remix. Electric. Abby Kubi. Let's remix a remix. I mean, hell, ain't nothing wrong with that shit. Come on, let's do it. Let's do it. Here at Lawless Radio, we support our local come up. Our unsigned, underground, independent artists. If you'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com. Submit your music, follow the instructions, and let's get you some airtime. Yes. Lawless Radio has something for you just about every night of the week, Tuesday from 8 to 9:30. It is the wonderful Nikki Outlaw. you know what? I'm gonna call in Nikki Outlaw. I listen from time to time when I can, if I'm not hemmed up with family, children, no friends. On Wednesdays there is the only Grit Grind Chairman TL from 8 to 10. And Thursday, there is Bucking Off with Buck. Yes, that is me. From 9 to 10. And then on that Friday, you're trying to just let it all go. You can get ready for the weekend, I believe, as the OJs used to say. It is the midday release with Dr. Passion at 12 noon. One. Check us out on lawlessradio.com. We have something to offer. Bucking Off is brought to you in part by It's About You and Me, LLC, where they specialize in life coaching, relationship coaching, marriage counseling, and romantic therapy. So go to It's About You and Me, LLC.com. Check them out. Get your life together. Please, for humanity's sake. All right, before I went to the break, I was talking with our favorite and number one fans here at Lawless Radio, Mel and Mississippi. And I was talking about how submissive are you, how much do you let your man get away with. And it seems as though Mississippi got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. Yeah. I said like how the guys get busted in the green room on the Maury Show with the sexy decoy. And, of course, what did Mississippi do? He blamed it on the alcohol. Yes, yes. Yes, he blames it on the alcohol. Yes, yes, yes. But one good turn deserves another. Now, she said, Mel, she said she was innocent by looking for Mississippi Red with a coworker of Mississippi Red that didn't know Mississippi Red. Mel had the carnation in her hair. She had the hair down over her eye like Aaliyah, looking like Pocahontas. All right, now I'm walk away from that. I'm not gonna go to that no more. Like I said, it's always two sides of a story. All right, y'all, this is Black History Month. We don't have much longer to celebrate our Black History for the month. Of course, we can't do like another radio personality says, 365 Black. I'm sorry, I hope that's not trademark. Anyway. Shirley Franklin. Shirley Franklin. The first, now here's where it gets crazy, because I don't know what to say. I don't know if I should say black, African-American woman to become mayor of a southern city. Shirley Franklin, the first black African-American woman to become mayor of a southern city. I've got Catrice in the background. She's laughing because I'm trying to be politically correct. Now, the other day, we were at Grady Hospital, where they're doing the best they can to save her life. I had to fill out some paperwork. Where's my microphone? I had to fill out some paperwork, and on the paperwork, it asked your nationality or your race. So, it didn't give you a multiple choice, it just asked. So you had to write it down. So, no, I did not put down black. No, I did not put down African American. No, I did not put down Indian, because I'm not Indian. I'm talking about the Native American, excuse me. I proudly put down Negro. That's what I put down. I wrote it down. N-E-G-R-O. Negro. That's what I was brought up with. That's what I was brought up on. Negro. You are a Negro. And that's what I put down. All right. Let me pop in and ask a question here to my favorite male, Mississippi. Which one of y'all got the phone in your hand?
I'm Lee.
Okay. What do you call yourself, black or African American? What are you?
Black.
You black. You black.
I'm black. I'm black with other. I'm black with other. Because everybody knows I'm Creole. You know, my great grandmother was Native American, full blood, Natchez, Native American. Shut up. I'm Negro, but I do have certain French corners in me. So
yeah,
I'm Creole. Yeah. I'm officially Creole. I'm officially Creole, but I am black.
Okay, let me hear. Okay.
I'm not African American. I was not born in Africa. I have never seen Africa. I've never been to Africa. I've only seen Africa in bizarre foods and the Nat Geo. That's pretty much it.
Okay, let me hear what the lady got.
I'm black, but I'm biologically, I'm Creole, but I'm mostly black.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
all
right.
I'm black and I'm Indian, so I embrace both my races. I'm African American.
You know you're black.
I'm black. I mean,
that was my whole question. What do you like to be called? Do you like to be called black or African American?
Black.
I like to be.
You like to be black.
I would rather be other because I embrace my Indian side too, and I.
Of course, I do.
I'm Creole.
But I put down black. I don't like to confuse
Kevin, they want you to confuse yourself. Okay, with me, they don't give you that option. So, of course, who don't want to be black? White people want to be black. The Koreans, every race wants to be black now. That black is the end thing. Luckily, I'm black, so I'm good with that. African American, all day, every day, black, whatever.
You're not African American. You're black.
Well, that the
white folks made that
term. Says,
the white folks made that term African American.
Okay, on
you black.
If you fill out an application,
you
for
have
some,
to be,
it's an African American. Okay. Well,
black.
Nowadays we're gonna say Negro. Okay, I'm gonna fuck on this one. I'm gonna just say I'm Negro. And I'm the people that you stole the country from. I'll put that down. See how many eye raises you get from that. They like the people you stole the country from. And I'm Native American.
I'm
so
black mixture.
It's all good. Kev wants to say something.
Oh, please. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Hey. I'm happy to say that I'm happy to say in the whole Lawless family, just this afternoon, I proposed to Mel Lawless, and she happily accepted.
Well, I'll be damned. Son of a gun. Well, congratulations, you two. Oh, my
Thank
God. Breaking news.
Thank you.
Stop the presses.
And it was only, listen, and it was only on Raw Deal just a year ago that we even professed our love for each other and said that we were an item. And we had that asshole speak that he didn't like it because he wanted her. But I was the one that won her and Leon. And I just Valentine's Day. I wanted to announce it on Valentine's Day, but she didn't want me to, so I'm announcing it now. We are officially engaged.
Oh wow! Okay, that's wonderful. But you know what? Let's throw some love to Raw Deal for bringing people together. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shout to Raw Deal! Shout to Raw Deal! Raw Deal will go down in history in infamy. For bringing two people together, I mean, I'm look at Lawless Radio. Look at the wonders that Lawless Radio does. Have mercy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's Lawless, baby.
Lawless.
Wow. Wow. I'll be doggone. Well, congratulations.
He's no longer licking.
I'm no longer a bachelor.
He's no longer doing things that he ain't supposed to be doing. He's a good man.
Well, congratulations, you two. Hold tight, y'all. Hold tight. Wow. That's awesome, man. Lawless Radio is just, it's doing so many things. 646-478-5209. I am blown away. And look here, oh wow, this is gonna be something special. This really is. Catrice, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you hear that wonderful announcement?
Yes, I heard that. Congratulations, that's a happy time. Congratulations. Thank you. Okay, so that's what's up. We're gonna have to celebrate.
Oh my God! And it was all. I'm not going to say it was all, well, yeah, I think I probably could say it was a lot to do with the Raw Deal with Catrice. I mean, because that was the meeting place. That was the gathering place.
That's what's up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait till the chairman hears this one.
I know. New things happen every week. Every day. We have things proved every day.
I don't know, boy, God. Wow.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Man. Well, baby, what's going on with you?
You know what? I almost messed up and like, nothing. What's up? You know? I did. I almost, man, nothing. nothing. But no, I'm kind of bugging a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know, this is tax season.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody getting that tax, Lord have mercy, back. And you can tell by all of the temporary tags that you see on these vehicles out here. I mean, oh my God, they getting their money and they going straight to the dealership, man.
Okay.
Oh man, you know,
I'm getting cars, folks buying cars.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
buying a car. They ain't thinking about nothing else but buying a car.
I you know, I understand, you know, you probably need a car and all that, you know, but I think you should probably put your money into something else. Invest it or something, man. I know investing is kind of shaky right about now, but put it in some kind of what do you call it? A Roth IRA or something. I don't feel good. You know, I ain't been in the money world in a while, you know what I'm saying? You know, put it away. You know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah. Take yourself out for a nice dinner, you know, lobster tail, you know, maybe some meat or some surf and turf, pop dough, something like that. But the rest, put it away, damn. I mean, do you have to, you know, bling out just because you got it? It's called living below your means, man. Don't spend it. Don't blow it all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, spread it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't get it, you know. And something else that I've seen that's just just bugging me out is people don't like to file claims on their vehicles no more.
You did all right about that. Okay.
If you get into an accident,
yeah,
and okay, you're supposed to have insurance on your ride. That's the
law.
Right. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Take the damn thing to the insurance company.
Unless you just got liability. Unless they just got liability. And they
well, you got to do something. You just can't be riding around with the airbag hanging out the damn steering wheel. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Come on.
You got to do something. Right.
Put stuff it back in there with some duct tape or something. Come on, man. Come on. Damn.
The duct tape, man.
I mean, I seen one car, man. It was so smashed up in the back. It was like, damn. You didn't want to file a claim, or did you file a claim? And you kept the money. Is that what you
mean? It's like
is
that's
that
probably issue when you filed the claim. That check came to you. You like you looking at that check in the car, like it's still running. What's wrong with you?
I mean, they didn't even have a trunk, man, because it was so smashed in. You know what I'm saying? The trunk lid like looked like some crinkled up arthritic fingers or something, you know? And, I mean, come on, man. Don't be that trifling, man. Please don't be that trifling. I mean, if this is you, we need to have some sort of
intervention
or something.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of sad. That is really kind of sad. I don't think that says a lot about you. There you go. Put it that way. That says a lot about you. Keep gossiping. That really does.
Man, yeah, that takes it to a whole nother level there. Okay.
I don't, you know, everybody's situation is different. I'm sorry. I can't ride around town with my vehicle bashed, like, you know, crashed, and smashed. That's, I got an image to uphold. You know what I'm
saying?
I don't need nobody to see me riding like that.
Right.
Not at all. All right, hey, listen, Catrice.
Yeah.
I don't know if you spoke to our lawless fans here, but I'm gonna give you a chance to say, hello to Mel and Mississippi. Mississippi, Mel, what's up? Y'all there?
Hello? Hey, y'all. Hey.
What's going on?
Not too much.
Hey, how you doing, Katrina?
What's going on, Mr. Zahir? I ain't talked to y'all in a while.
Hey, what up?
It's been a minute. Shoot, congratulations to you, too.
Thank you.
No problem. Yes. All right, so what's going on with y'all? What's up?
Nothing. With me, I mean, we actually are doing good. I got sick yesterday, but I don't want to talk about it. I'm good. And I'm going home this week.
Okay.
And so I'll be in Kansas City for a couple of days. And so... that's all we're doing, and then I'm doing Lawless. You know, I'm working hard, and we're opening a daycare center. We got that going on.
Wait a minute, Lawless going to have a daycare center?
No,
we're the baby.
Holy cow. Wow.
We're going to call it Lawless Baby.
Lawless is on the map. Lawless is on the map, baby. Yeah.
We're opening a daycare center, so that I should have that squared away by the summer. So yeah, that's what we're doing. everything good in the hood.
Yeah.
I mean, and we're so over the board, like across the board. Lawless is doing so much. Hell, I'm Lawless and I can't even keep up.
You have to tune in to the After Dark. We're gonna really smoke that.
Yeah, it's different. Stop doing all my justices.
Oh yeah.
Wait, get out the phone.
Lawless After Dark.
Right.
All right.
But yeah, everything comes on different times, so I try to keep everybody updated when everybody's on. I love y'all. I really do. Sometimes if I'm quiet, that means I'm, you know, not doing too well, but.
Yeah, he's thinking. Yeah, you got to be quiet to think sometimes. Yeah.
No, I don't be feeling well. I don't need to be quiet to think. That's when I'm thinking. That's when I'm doing my most work.
Have mercy.
I do want to say that the movie I was doing, it'll be out in September. When I was going to Brazil,
What's the name of it?
The Beautiful Women of Love. And
of Blood?
Love. L-O-V.
Love. Beautiful Women of Love. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's hope we're gonna keep our eyes and listening ears out for that. Hey, listen, I got 2 minutes left. So let me play a track, and I will be right back with y'all. Hold tight. This is calling me. King B, y'all sit tight.
Who gon' get that silhouette up? can get nobody calling in. Clear the waker's head, first is how I'm diving in. First, second, third, shift gears, now we out of here. Tell me where you wanna go, baby, I can take you there. Take you to the moon, now I can take you to my room. I can push the walls back in, just a little deeper. Put your legs behind your head and then throw you in the sleeper. You saying that you love it, well come on baby, keep up. We trying to reach our future, sexual erotica, cause she love me all inside of her. She wanna keep. I'ma keep that thing looking, I'ma do her ass in. From the window to the wall, make sure that she get it out. It feel better when she put that thing in, but she get it low. From the window to the wall, make sure that she get it out. It feel better when she put that thing in, but she get it low.
Is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.